word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We hope our program is a blessing to you. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 34, a psalm where David praises the Lord in one of his darkest hours. He had been running away from Saul and had escaped down to King Abimelech, and there he began to change his behavior and act like a crazy man. Yet in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all of his troubles, he was able to praise the Lord. And so we're going to study that today and maybe for the next couple of weeks. Well, the Thanksgiving holiday is over. At least it's coming to a close. And now the Christmas lights are beginning to go up. And actually, they've been going up around here for a little while now. And we're beginning to celebrate the birth of the Savior. And I hope that you keep the Lord first in your Christmas celebrations. The Bible says that He ought to have the preeminence in everything. And so I hope you're looking forward to a great Christmas season. With that in mind, I want to remind you that we're doing a Christmas special this month. In fact, just for the next couple of weeks, we're not going to drag this out very long. And we've been offering our little prayer journal. And for the next couple of weeks, instead of one, we're going to send you two of them. That way you can have one for yourself and give one to a friend, perhaps using it as a stocking stuffer or putting it in a Christmas card or something like that. These would make great little gifts. Now, they're just small books. They would fit in a shirt pocket or in a purse. And all you have to do is write to us, and we'll be happy to send you two of them now. Not just one, but you'll receive two of them. Absolutely no charge. We just want to hear from you. Now, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org, or you can email me directly at considerhisword@gmail.com, or you can write to us in the old-fashioned way with pen and paper. And we'd love to hear from you and where you're hearing this program. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway. The city is Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, PMB 40, Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's take a look at this psalm. This is a beautiful psalm, and we're just going to look at the first five or six verses. I'd like to go ahead and read that first so we can kind of put everything into a context. But one of the things that stands out in this verse, and I want you to look for these things, are some invitations. There are several invitations for us to join in the praise with Daniel as he praises the Lord. Now, I said Daniel with David. We're reading about David. Psalm 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lighted, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear Him, and delivereth him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I want you to notice that this psalm begins with David himself praising the Lord. He says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. Now, when he says, I'll bless the Lord, simply means to praise the Lord, to speak good of the Lord, and to pour out his heart before God. He said, I'll do it at all times. We often hear about David praying. And here he says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. Now, how does he do this? I believe it's a lifestyle of learning to praise the Lord in every situation, everywhere you go, constantly honoring God and blessing God. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let me ask you this. When you're around your friends, not just at church, and I realize you can do it at church, but I'm not talking about just in church, but when you're around your friends, can you, do you praise the Lord? Now, by praising the Lord, I mean speaking good things about God. You know, many people, when something good happens to them, they say, well, I was lucky, or they'll say, you were lucky. Or maybe when somebody gives you a compliment and you receive it, you say, well, thank you, thank you. What about praising the Lord? And say, well, praise the Lord, he made it possible. Or when those good things happen, is it the praise of God in your lips, or are you thinking your lucky stars or something of that matter? Why don't you just praise the Lord? He says his praise would continually be in my mouth. And he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Boy, David is simply praising God in everything, at all times, about everything. Now listen, I'm not saying you walk around going, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No, when you're talking about the things that are in your life, do you give God the glory that belongs to him? One of my favorite verses, Psalm 29:2 says, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So you give God glory that belongs to him. We just finished up our Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope that you have been praising the Lord and giving God glory for the things he has given to you. You can see I'm having a hard time even saying it. It just gets under my skin where people try to have Thanksgiving without God and try to have Thanksgiving without honoring the Lord. You know, somebody said happiness is knowing whom to thank, and to thank is God. Our Thanksgiving belongs to him. And I hope you are thanking him, and that not just around the table, but that maybe you took a few moments, or even you still have time, go take a few moments and just go and thank the Lord and praise him. Now, that's what David is doing. He's just blessing the Lord. He said it all the time. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You know, is there ever a time when we should not praise the Lord? And he just lifts up the Lord in everything. And then you see the invitation that comes. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, I love it when people begin to share testimony about what God has done for their life and what God has done in their life. And boy, they come to a point where they recognize that without the Lord, they would not perhaps be where they are today. And they just give God glory and they praise him. And David invites you. Now, he says, magnify the Lord. To magnify, what does that mean? It's not hard. Think of a magnifying glass. You make him bigger. You do that by bragging about God and by praising God and by talking about God and what he has done. Oh, if you know Christ is your Savior, you can praise him for saving your soul from hell. You ought to praise him about that every single day and give God glory for saving you, for loving you like he did, and bringing you to him. God loves you so much, and he wants you to be near him and to walk with him. And he says, let's magnify the Lord with me. Let's worship him together. Let's make him bigger together. But then he goes on and says, let's exalt the Lord. He said, let us exalt his name together. Now, exalt means to lift up and to give praise. We got to do it all the time, every day. And this is your invitation. I'm not sure we really need one. But David says, will you come and just praise the Lord with me? You know, isn't it great when we have a testimony time? One of my favorite times in our church is when we say, let's have some testimonies. And somebody will get up and they'll say, here's how God blessed me. Or they'll say, oh, I remember when I was lost and without Christ and how miserable I was. And I remember the day that I received Christ as my Savior, and I want to praise him and thank him for my salvation. And we exalt, we lift up God's name together. And I'm sure that it does not take much time for you to find something you can give God glory about. Listen, you know, during this time of year, so many people get depressed in the holidays. It's so sad. If they just take a moment. You know, we used to sing an old song. In fact, we just sang it a couple weeks ago. It says, count your blessings, name them one by one. To be able to sit down and just count the blessings that God has brought to your life. Can you do that? Can you count those blessings and just think about them? Name them one by one, and we'll magnify the Lord together. We'll exalt his name together, and we'll lift him up. He said, magnify the Lord with me. Notice that this is corporate worship. Oh, I know. You can worship the Lord by yourself. Sometimes I'll be just going down the highway and I'll just start praising the Lord. In fact, sometimes I'll just start singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And just kind of have my own little prayer service and praise service. And you can do that. Sometimes God wants us to be together. And that's why David invites you to come and magnify the Lord with him. Let's do it together. Let's praise the Lord together and have a great time in rejoicing in the Lord, exalting him and praising him for all that he has done for us. And I'm sure it wouldn't take too long for you to come up with things that you want to just praise God about. There's things right now that's coming to your mind. Would you magnify the Lord with me? You know, I thank God for this radio broadcast, and that God allows me to bring the Word of God into your home, or perhaps into your car, into your life, however it is. We can exalt the Lord together. I thank God for the ministry that he's giving me. You realize that this broadcast is coming to you from a Seminole Indian Reservation, and God has given us a great ministry here on this reservation. I thank God for it every day. I praise God that he allows me to live in the Everglades. I'll tell you what, I feel for you that are living in the snow. Let's exalt his name. Let's magnify his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.